Police spokesperson Major General Daniel Justin says the two drivers killed on Sunday were transporting commodities to Juba. He says, based on information from police and soldiers at the scene, gunshots were fired at three drivers, but a third driver was able to escape.
Yesterday, 5:30 in the evening, there were three trucks coming to Juba. Two of them fall into an ambush whereby some armed people opened fire on the vehicles. As a result, two drivers lost their lives, and one of them managed to escape. The initial report is saying that these people, some are in uniform and some are wearing plain clothes.
Justin says no suspects have been arrested so far. He says the military uniforms the attackers were wearing is similar to the kind worn by government soldiers, making it difficult to ascertain who carried out the attacks. But Justin accused National Salvation Front or NAS rebels of frequently attacking people along the Juba Nimule Road.
We are suspecting those of NAS because they were operating in that area and they have committed some time back that they have made some attacks on our forces. But at the end of the day, it was civilians who lost their lives. These people actually, they are against peace and they are the rebels, actually. They are working to prove to the world that the government is doing nothing. That is so. We don't have any concern about the life of our civilians and all this. Because if they are really want to fight the government, they know our barracks. They are supposed to come to us instead of killing innocent people on the road.
Justin says the government sent more forces today to back up those already patrolling the Juba Nimule Road.
We have already dispatched forces going to make sure that every 2 meters there is a soldier, such that we see exactly what will happen. This time now they have already gone, very good number of forces. Organized forces, all police, army, and national security. Yes, to make sure that the road is safe, and we make sure that we must arrest these culprits.
Suba Samuel, spokesperson for the National Salvation Front, denies NAS attacked anyone along the Juba Nimule Road.
We don't have forces in that road. That is the same work of the government. That is their own work.
Justin is appealing to residents in villages located along the Juba Nimule Road to frequently update organized forces if they see suspicious people in their area. He says villagers are the one who will suffer, saying the attackers will continue harassing them if they don't work with authorities. For VOA News, I am Mune Sereno in Juba.